the only really standout performance was from the senior women. They, you know, very tough conditions, mucky and so on and so on. And the national, I'll go to the national story first of all. Obviously, the national senior championships incorporated in the event today. And recent rain made it tough. So that's not an excuse, but that's just describing the conditions. Basically, our women's team, Donegal that is, finished third, won by Dublin. Laois were second, Donegal third, led by an unbelievably brilliant run by Claire McGuigan from Lifford-Ster Band. She finished in eighth position. She was supported by Therese Doherty, Nikita Burke, and Helen McCready. They fought hard. They were really in it all the way through, but 41 points for Dublin was just too good for them. And, you know, it's a credit to them that they got into the medals, and it's always good to get into the medals. But the race itself was won by Fionnuala McCormick. Mulhare from Port Laois was second. And another interesting thing, the fact that Fionnuala McCormick, she was really out on her own, and she must have a really good shot at one of the Europeans in a few weeks' time. But basically, her sister, Una Britton, was third. So two sisters in the top three there in the women's. In the men's, well, the best of the Northwest contingent was Conor Bradley. He finished fourth. He runs for the City of Derry. He runs a lot of the road races around Donegal, of course, in this area, and he's coached by Teresa McDade from Letterkenny. But basically, he fought hard. The race itself was won by Liam Brady from Tullamore, and Sean Tobin finished third, and he was anticipated that he might win it, but a recent injury has obviously set him back. So the basis of all that is, you know, the European team will be picked off this, and Conor Bradley will get selected for the European Irish team, for the European City of Derry athlete. So that was it. The Donegal contingent, they were led by Patrick Brennan, Valley. He was the leading athlete. He was supported by, you know, in order, like Kieran Doherty from Letterkenny, by Dermot McIlcar from Finn Valley, by Mark McPaul from Finn Valley, and so on. So no real impact from that team. Jared Gallagher was in there as well. Most of the Finn Valley team, Shane McNulty, most of the Finn Valley team that won the Donegals were on duty. But it isn't at this moment in time a particularly strong team, but great credit to them. They fought hard, they were there, they represented the county with pride, and that's always going to be important. In the underage section, Chris, terrible, bad results. You know, through the winter months, I've been saying that I couldn't see any Donegal club picking up and club medals in the underage section, and that's it materialised today, as I anticipated. A few medals here and there, and a few performances here and there. Anna Russell from the Olympian Club finished sixth. That was a really good performance from her. Keelan McFadden continues to run well. He won the Ulster Under 13 a week or two ago. He was sixth in the Under 14 today, so that's a good indication of him. And Sean McGinley in the Under 18 race, now he's Under 17, of course, he finished 10th. But there'll be a few medals for Donegal athletes, but on Ulster teams, and no Donegal teams, county teams that is, in the underage section getting medals, and that's seriously disappointing. So disappointment, really. A good number there, of course, there were good representation from the clubs like Cranford, Letterkenny, Finn Valley and so on, the Rosses and so on, but no, nothing, and Olympian of course, but nothing to report of any of a good news nature, really, other than those two sixth positions from Keenan McFadden, Cranford, and Anna Russell from Olympian. So medals for that women's team, a good strong performance from the men's team on in tough cross-country conditions.